Blog Talk Radio.
In your life, I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
I have no doubt my God can do the impossible.
I know He can.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
He
can turn the mess you're in. He can turn it into an awesome miracle.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do whatever problem you've got. Just let it go. Just give it to God. He'll work it out.
How do I know
what God can do?
Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon.
I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. And for that reason, I want you to know I have got joy in my heart. Hallelujah. I just want to tell you a verse in this here by C.C. Wine. Got joy in the struggle. Got peace in the storm.
Got strength in the battle.
Strength in the battle.
Don't fear anymore.
Don't fear anymore.
I'm a child of heaven.
Got to know you're a child of heaven.
I've got joy. I've got Jesus. He made me beautiful.
Hallelujah. I got joy. He gave me beauty for my ashes. I got joy. I got peace in the struggle. Pray to God you have peace in the struggle. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all, and so happy to see Pastor Bill back from her vacation. I hope she's back on vacation and see if she's ready to give us a word of prayer. If so, we'll continue on. Ask Pastor Bill, vacationing Pastor Bill, if she will give us a word of prayer.
The Lord, good afternoon, everyone. And yes, Pastor, I am back. Praise God. And we did have a beautiful time, and I thank God for you and each and every one who was praying for us as well. Traveling mercies there, traveling mercies home. God does hear and answer. Amen, amen. The scripture I'd like to share, Pastor, was teaching on from Colossians and Ephesians. So we're just gonna go to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. I guess I better get the right glasses on now. Bear with me 1 minute here. And I'm going to read verse 20 through 24. And I'll be reading it out of the King James. So that's Ephesians 4. Okay. Verse 20 through 24. Okay, but ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We're thanking you, Father God, for each and every one that's able to join us today, Father God, and those that are listening by internet, Father God. We give you praise today, Father God, and we're thanking you for hearing and answering prayer, Father God. We're thanking you for your traveling mercies. We thank you for keeping us all safe, Father God. So we thank you for our pastor as he continues to teach the word of God as you lead and guide and direct him, Father God. Continue to use him mightily, Father God, as he breaks the word down and make it simple for us to understand it, Father God. Lord, bless each and every one, those that have called in, those that are listening by internet. You know their hearts and their heart's desire. You know what they're going through, and you know what they stand in the need of, Father God. So we just stand in agreement with them, Father God, and be with each and every one that's sick and shut in, Father God. We know you are a healer. Be with the bereaved families and those that's going through. You say you'll keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And we know sometimes that can be challenging, But we can keep our minds stayed on thee and to trust in you, Father God. We're praying for Mr. Dortch today, Father God. You know the doctors say one thing, but we know Dr. Jesus is in control. So continue to bless the family, Father God, and let us have a testimony for you. We put it all in your hands, Father God, because we pray that your will be done and not ours. Thank you. Now open up our hearts and our mind to the word, Father God, that we're able to share this word with others. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Julie, it's good to hear your voice. Good to hear you, have you back. Praise God. Thank you for that prayer. And I just want to piggyback on that prayer. Brothers and sisters, right now our country is in a real vulnerable place. We're in a place where I don't think this country ever been at before. And if it had, it hadn't been made public. But right now, a lot of America's secrets and different things is on the line. And it's just a whole lot. So let us ask God's will to be done. That's all I can say. There's just a lot going on. And we just want to, I just think the body of Christ need to come together and start praying for a whole lot of things. Because it's not the first time, because Jesus is able to bring it back together. Let me put it that way, okay? Because there's always been division, even among Christians, even among the Gentiles, even among the Pharisees. So there's always been division. What's important is when he abolished division. And that's where I want this message up at. And before we go there, before you can really understand Ephesians 2:15, where he says, having abolished in the flesh the enemy, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinance, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. See, before this can become a reality, let me tell you what has to happen, and then we'll get into this. But you have to allow the word of God to prevail. The word takes the place of the unseen mediator. The word of God takes the place of the unseen Christ. By us really meditating in the word of God, let me tell you what's happening. You're visiting Christ. You're going to the right-hand side of the throne of God where you're supposed to be. You're allowing the Christ to minister to you from the heavenly sanctuary. So the word become part of, I want to say, our daily meditation, or it should be, because the word is a living thing, the Bible says. The word is living in us. It gets to our blood. It gets to all parts of us till we become a new creature. The Bible says in Acts 19, so mightily grew the word of the Lord and prevailed. The word of God has to prevail over your thinking, over what you feel, over what you've been taught. If you don't allow the word of God to prevail over some things, if you don't let the word of God to grow and multiply like Acts 12:24, see, the word of God has to multiply. It has to grow in our minds. It has to gain the supremacy over everything. Matter of fact, we have to put the word of God where God put it, and that's first place.
Amen.
He said heaven and earth. Now, don't take that lightly. God ain't no man that he'll lie. He says heaven and earth are passed away before one jot tilt of my word. So the word is going to stand. So why wouldn't you want to be in that word? Why wouldn't you want to be with whatever the word is saying today? like right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now,
yeah.
You have to be feeling that. The word of God is now. When you reposition into the now, so then faith is now, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, then you're going to understand what we're talking about. And we're talking about actually what Christ abolished in his flesh. He abolished
mm-hmm.
the old so we can have the new. So when he talked about the commandment that contained the ordinance, they're gone. They went bye-bye. I know
mm-hmm.
that's hard for some people. I said this on the other day. I know a lot of people have trouble with that. But see, you don't need the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments was for the flesh. Well, that's old. We're in the spirit. So we got the
yeah.
spirit in us, guiding us and directing us because we've been born again.
Yeah.
Now, if you
Amen.
Haven't been born again, absolutely, you need the Ten Commandments. The Bible
mm-hmm.
says, and you can read this for yourself, it says the law of Moses is the law of sin and death. That's what it is. So Jesus
right.
abolished that. In
mm-hmm.
Acts, I have had to read this. In Acts 13, 38, 39. Now, I'm going to tell you why this is so important, because you got to see what he abolished. And for him to abolish the old one, it's because he have a better one in the new. He have a better way of, a better commandment. A better love, a better everything. Man,
mm-hmm.
I probably can just talk about the difference between the old and the and the new for the next 3 weeks. I could. It's just that much is difference. And people who want to live in the old, but yet they want to say they're in the new. I don't get it. He abolished all that. You can't be both of them. There is no 50-50, 60-40, 80-20. You either on one team or you on the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine you over there on the Cleveland Browns and then Atlanta get the ball? You jump from Cleveland to Atlanta. Who does
mm-hmm.
that? That's not how it works, but you got to be on one of the team or the other. You either in the old or you in the new.
Amen.
So in the book of Acts 13, 38, 39, please read that for us, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things, from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses. Amen.
Yeah. See, so the Bible says that the law of Moses could make Christ right, because Galatians 6:2 said that bear ye one another's, I think was that Galatians 6 or Colossians, Galatians 6:2. That was it. It says, bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. There is a law of Christ. That's what makes you free. Remember Romans 8? Have Pastor to read that, because I want you to know. You're no longer in bondage, brothers and sisters. If I'm understanding this, Romans 8:2, I think it's Romans 8:2. I want to say it's Galatians 3. But Romans 8:2, because see, the law of Moses brought death according to 2 Corinthians 3:7. So in Romans, or that, yeah, that's Romans 8:2, I'm thinking.
You want me to read that, Pastor?
Please.
Okay, Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen.
Yep. Read that one more time. I want y'all to hear this. These are not my words. You know why it made you free? Because Christ abolished the other stuff. He got rid of it. All the old stuff, he's abolished. Now, you might say, oh, well, you know, I'm going to church. But that doesn't mean anything to God, because as far as he's concerned, God didn't abolish that. That's for the heathens to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you know I was going to say that. That's heathen stuff.
Anytime
you want to do opposite of what God say to do at this time that he said to do it, you're part of the heathen, because he have a new covenant that's built on better promises. Read Hebrews 7:22 if you don't believe it. It built on better promises. It's better. It's better than the old. The old was just good, but it wasn't better. You get the best. You get the better one, according to Hebrews 8 and 16. It's better. You got a better covenant. So why are you going to accept the old when you got a better one? That's like, to me, that's like having a old raggedy car that won't start half of the time, got bald tires, and here's a brand new car, fully loaded. Matter of fact, it even got a drop top. They call them convertible.
Yeah. Amen.
And you'd rather go over here nicking and mucking around with an old, beat-up, raggedy car with bald tires than to get in this brand new car. I'm not understanding why. Oh, sentimental value. Oh, you don't know where this car done brought me. I don't care where it brought you. I'm concerned about how you're going to get to the next place. And where you're going to get to the next place is in this new car, which is in Christ, man.
Yeah.
This ain't nothing you can say you ain't. This is something you got to do. Okay, yeah, read that for me, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen.
Now, do you know what that's really saying? That's really saying you're free from Moses' law, because Moses' law was called the law of sin and death. So going to church is sin and death. Y'all didn't know that, did you? Yeah, see, that's what they're honoring. When you go into a building, you're honoring the law of Moses.
All right.
See, God let us get away with a lot of stuff for a while, but then God started clamping down and say, no, you know better, so you have to do better.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, see, he actually, you no longer have the yoke of bondage on you. He set you free.
Thank
so
you
he
Lord.
Said, don't be in anger again with the yoke of bondage. Remember, with that Galatians 5:1? Remember Galatians 5:1? There is a yoke of bondage, man. Yeah.
Yes. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen.
Now, I know the church teach you, don't be going out into the world. I know how they teach that. But that's not true. Yoke of bondage, when you stick with bondage, go and read your Bible again. The yoke of bondage is called the Old Testament. The law of Moses was the yoke of bondage. It was called the law of the flesh, Romans 7. But you're no longer part of that yoke of bondage. You're not. Jesus abolished it, man. He got rid of that. He got rid of all that bondage. So James says, I think it's James 1:25. I may have to look it up. James 1:25 or somewhere that around there. It talks about, but whosoever into the perfect law of liberty, see the perfect of law of liberty, and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessing his deeds. So the man that's really blessed is those who don't, is continuing to look into the perfect law of liberty. What is that? That's Christ, man.
Hallelujah.
That's what liberty is. It's Christ, man. That's what sets you free. You've been liberated.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God's perfect law is Christ. His perfect law is Christ. That makes people free. And who remain committed to them, the Bible says, you're going to be blessed.
Amen.
But see, most people, they hear the word, but they're not doers of the word. Oh, they're admired. Okay. They think it's a good thing because they want to be religious before the Father. But that God is not impressed, brothers and sisters, with that kind of shenanigans. God ain't impressed. He impressed when we be doers of the word. Even if it's something we don't quite understand, that's where you put your faith to test. You put that word to test, and you go like, okay, Lord, but your word says this, and then God began to show you other scripture. But when I tell you he abolished it, this is what you got to understand. When you put the word of God first, according to Colossians, and I'm going to have Pastor to read this, I think it's Colossians 2:14-17. But here it is. When you put the word of God, I'm talking about the living word now, God explains the do's and the do not. He explains what's really going on and what's not going on. It's just so much coming to mind, but I'm telling you, the Bible says that the building was just a shadow of what was to come. That's all it was. But going to church is a shadow of the real deal. The real deal is in Hebrews 10:1, 2, 3, and maybe all the way to the 18, 19. See, the real deal, and you got to almost like read this stuff to really understand it, because I know I'm rattling off stuff, but, you know, I want you to study it and be with precision, understanding. But read that for us, Pastor.
Okay, Colossians 2:14-17 from the King James. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a new show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Amen.
Yeah. See, all of that, I can give you several scriptures to show you all of that new moon, worshiping, even the Sabbath. And that's hard for people to get away from. I'm going to tell you that right now. When people, because they want to debate, it's the right day, Sunday or Saturday. It's the right day. It's the day of the Sabbath. And they forget. Let me tell you what. God rested. That was God's day of rest. That wasn't your day of rest. Hello, somebody. You didn't know that one, did you? That was God's day of rest. He rests on the seventh day.
All right.
And I know how man took that and twisted it, but you go back to your Bible and you'll see God rested on the seventh day. That don't mean you can't rest on the seventh day. I'm just saying how people take things out of context and use it. When you're in Christ, brothers and sisters, when you're really in Christ, you understand that you are now in Christ, and Christ is in you. But
amen.
Over, I like the pastor to read that out. The new, the do you have that in the Messenger Bible?
Yes, Pastor.
Colossians 2:14-17.
Okay, Pastor. From the Message Bible. Let's see how far. It said, when you were stuck in your old sin dead life, you were incapable of responding to God. God brought you alive right along with Christ. Think of it. All sins forgiven, the slate wiped clean, that old arrest warrant and nailed to Christ's cross. He stripped all the spiritual trance in the universe of their shame, authority at the cross, and marched them naked through the streets. So don't put up with anyone pressuring you in details of diet, worship, service, or holy days. All those things are mere shadows cast before what was to come. The substance is Christ. Amen, amen.
It don't get any better than that, brothers and sisters.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
He took care of it, man.
Yeah.
Look what he did. That's what I want you to see, what he did.
Yeah. Amen.
He nailed all that stuff to the cross. Why are we trying to un-nail it?
Have mercy.
Why are we spinning our wheels trying to do what God had already taken care of? You can't beat up sin. You can't do that. So let's be honest, brothers and sisters. If it were left up to us, we would thwart sin. But you can't do that. If it were left up to us, we would take a match to sin and it'd be done. Because usually sin is the biggest area in most believers and Christians and unbelievers and church folk and temple worshipers and all of this. Well, guess what, man? God done took care of sin problem for you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
It's done. And now thank he you, sees Lord. You as a new Christ, new Christian. You know why? Because he sees you in Christ. Matter of fact, he saw us in such a way, he renamed us. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why he says what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost now? That's, I ain't using the building. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. How simple can that be? Glorify God in your spirit, which are God. He's telling you right there where to glorify him at, what to glorify him in, and where to glorify him at. It's in your body. Not in some building.
Yes, help us, Lord.
At that point, anybody like to have any comments or anything? But we're going to continue to try to break this down to show people that there's a difference between the old covenant and the new covenant, and understanding that it's more than words. You got to put action to this thing, man. Anybody can say this stuff, but how much of it do you really believe? How much of it are you going to really act on? Are you going to show God, Lord, you're right? You took care of my sin issue, so I don't have a sin problem. I'm the very righteousness of you now because I'm in Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you going to continue to let Satan defeat you and take you to a building to be beat up on? And, oh, we got to go glorify to God. They ain't told you to glorify him in no building. I had to get somebody straight the other day. Well, you got to go there and glorify God. I said, you're a lie. You're a straight lie. God never told you to do that. God said, glorify him in your body. Not take it to some building and glorify him. God ain't told you to do that. And why do you think, I mean, stop and think about this, and then we're going to get into the a little review part. Why do you think he rent the temple from top to bottom? Why do you think he did that? He was getting ready the old way. Now, I read that.
Yeah.
Somebody said the veil of the written in twine into two pieces from top to bottom, and the earth did quake. That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
He abolished that stuff, man. That temple worship. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Now, you taught wrong. I was taught wrong. Most folks I know been taught wrong. And some of them still being taught wrong. Am I right? No. But what's right is his word. One of my sisters said, oh, you think you're right? I said, no, I know I'm not right. But the word of God is right. The word of God is true. Ain't nobody got nothing for the truth but the truth.
Hallelujah.
So see, this is something I do every day, all day. Not debate, but let people know, hey, man, we got to get to the truth of the matter. You want to play church. I ain't trying to play church. You want to be religious. I ain't trying to be religious. I'm trying to get as much truth to take with me when I leave up out of here.
Come on now.
Because when I go and stand, I want to have all kind of truth just bubbling up out of me. I want this stuff to come up out of me like a fountain.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I know. Because I'm going to declare and decree that God, you made Jesus to be my Savior.
Yeah.
I don't have to go no church. What I'm going to church for anyway. You made Jesus to be my sin. I don't need to. He became the ultimate sacrifice. Why am I going up there with some blood? Oh, I forgot. They don't take blood up there. They don't do that one, but they should. If you're going to do one, do it all. Because if you miss one, you done messed them all. If you sin, it doesn't matter. If you can't keep them all, you can't keep one. I show you that in the book of James. But anyway, praise God. Anyone have anything to say? You want to press one, and you want to have a comment on anything? You press one.
Amen. Well, Pastor, I'd like to read Colossians 2 from the New Living Translation, verses 14 through 17, and it says he canceled the record of the charges against us. Let me say that again. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. So don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink or for not celebrating certain days. I'm sorry. For not celebrating certain holy days or new moon ceremonies or Sabbath. For these rules are only shadows of the reality yet to come, and Christ himself is that reality. Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Well,
really like that, I can see a pork chop sandwich in there now.
All right now, Pastor. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I don't eat pork. I don't eat this. Well, if you don't eat it, that's fine. But don't be judging me because I decided I'm going to have a stuffed pork chop this evening.
Amen.
The dressing in it. Dressing that made out of a crock. Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to put that up in that stuffed pork chop. So don't judge me now.
That's right.
And you don't judge me of the Sabbath. See, I didn't say this stuff, man. I mean, hey, it's just as new to me as it is to you. I didn't know we couldn't judge people on the Sabbath. And there are people right now, they criticize me. Well, you don't go to church on the Sabbath. Saturday is a real Sabbath. No, but last time I checked here, I'm not to judge people. God got rid of the Sabbath, man. Y'all didn't know that. He abolished it.
Yeah.
That, so that's the point. It's been abolished.
Yeah.
I can't overemphasize that. I didn't know that word was so big. It's been abolished.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing that one. Anybody else? Press one. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor. No one else? Hey, we're going to see you all Sunday for the review. Hallelujah.